Welcome to Drinking Bros, presented by StrikeForceEnergy.com. Put down the water and grab a fucking drink.
Welcome to Drinking Bros. Who gave the ooh? This crowd is rowdy. We're in Wilmington, North Carolina at Wilmington Brewery Company. Jack, are you starting with Strike Force in your fucking beer?
It's a stout. Oh. I'm going right in there.
Jared is a stout. And now you're
what does that mean?
You're a larger man. He's a larger boy. It's Christmas time. Look, we've all put on 15. I know what? I have. Boy, I was sitting on that Christmas toilet just... The toilet sandwich from this guy, and like, I'm a toilet eggnog guy. Right around this season, love that eggnog. Love that eggnog. I don't want to leave it sitting out. Yeah, a little SoCo in eggnog. Congratulations.
God, what do you live in, Fayetteville?
Exactly.
I just want some SoCo and Dr. Pepper, man.
Yeah. It's a lead slinger's town you're in right now. You're talking about SoCo. Welcome to shitting through a screen door.
We've got Jack. We got you. We got me. We've got Bill over there.
We got Bill.
Mahalo, Bill.
You're still not doing it. Yes.
Mahalo. Bill.
Yeah.
I'm Mahalo. Just,
I figured you'd have to add the token Spanish guy on the show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, was I incorrect with the Mahalo?
No, it's a, you know,
that's how racist I am. Anybody who looks like brown, I'm like, oh, Mahalo. He must be from the islands. I've been there before. Sorry, Bill. Sorry. I didn't know I had to shout out Tijuana to get it fucking started.
Shit, that's all right.
Where are you from in Mexico?
In Mexico. No.
Are you not from Mexico?
You know what? That's the second question.
Oh God,
asked
that gets me even more racist. But I automatically assume he's from Mexico,
Puerto Rico, and Ecuador.
Shit,
there we go.
You know what?
Where are you from? Are you Irish, English, same thing?
No,
right?
But here's the good thing. Exactly. The good thing about me fucking up Puerto Rico, they didn't even have power to hear this, so it doesn't matter anyway. It's just, they're not getting this show for another 2 years. So it doesn't really matter anyway. No, hey, we appreciate you being on.
Thank you so much.
You're one of the best violinists I've ever heard in my life. So.
Am I the only violinist you've ever heard in your
entire
life?
No, no. Look, I love
heard a lot.
Violinist. I've got a huge pianist. I love
he used
music.
To grow
and Larry
Fine.
Larry Fine of the Three Stooges.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm a Shecky guy. I'm a Shecky guy in Three Stooges.
Enough.
But we got Jack Mandeville from Range 15 as our special guest.
Marhaba!
Oh,
shit.
No. Are we starting it off with that?
You made yourself a tattoo?
Boy. Jack, you wear a shirt less than, I mean, a fucking Lindsay.
I don't know
Lohan.
Why you have
Can
a shirt
off. Off right now?
Yeah, you don't should have a shirt off.
Get it out of here. Welcome to Drinking Bros. Welcome to Drinking Bros. He doesn't need a shirt. Are you kidding me?
I'm a drinking bruh.
Yeah. This is Vladimir Putin on a good day right here. Look at that. You should be on a fucking horse dictating to people right now.
I feel like I could conquer the world right
you
now.
You could. No,
I feel like you're going to sign up for a fucking Zumba class.
Yeah. I feel like I could come on your chest. I don't know why.
Oh,
I'm sorry. Was it too soon?
No.
Too soon? Good.
What? When was
good.
The last time he had cum on his chest?
Somebody said how many ropes. I'm a triple roper. They call me Mr. Roper if you're a Three's Company fan. Yeah, boy, he wouldn't be down for that for sure. Jack Mandeville, thank you for being here. I appreciate it.
Thank you for having me.
All the way from Washington, D.C. It means
right.
a lot to us that you came down. Sincerely.
It's 6 hours. It's not like a 9 hour drive, but I made the 6 hours.
6 hours?
Not like a 9 hour drive.
Yeah, yeah. I was in an Uber for 2.5. So, yeah. Whoever's in the mustache, you shut the fuck up. Shut the fuck up.
You and the mustache.
God damn it. We will get mustache rides later, okay? I have a dollar and we will all sit on there. I know.
Oh,
I know we will. I know we will.
She wants to shut the fuck up.
Is that your lady? Is that your wife?
Yeah.
Oh, boy. We can't do that.
No.
She says you're sexier than I am. Guess
Oh, boom.
Yeah, but that's the truth, though. I am sexier than you. I am. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. No, I get it. And I wouldn't be on your wife for more than 3 hours because I'm a gentleman. And I take my time. And if I'm her celebrity bang pass, I want her to enjoy herself.
Yeah.
I want her to get the full Monty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I want it to be. Ride. I want to be like a full NASCAR race. You know, all 350 laps.
All of it. All together.
No pit stops
matter
on this
of
one,
fact,
though.
I want to be wearing a headset that you listen to while I fuck her. Yeah, so I can tell her, like, yep, I'm running out of rubber here. I'm gonna need you to fly in a new Magnum. I'm about to pull out. That's what you get from me because I give it all I got. Give it all I got every single time out. I do.
Hey, charity is being with a lot of beer and more money.
Well, I
don't have that much.
I
drive a Ford Focus.
Yeah. He drives a Ford. He put $40,000 into that Ford Focus, but he drives a Ford Focus, which is nice.
I have 9 grand in the Volkswagen. She said
I get it. All of it, everything. And I'm going to buy that paperback as soon as this is over. I'm kidding. I'm totally kidding. We have an awesome show for you tonight.
Yeah!
We got Jack Mandeville here. We got Jared Taylor. And as always, we got some sponsors who pay for this whole shit to be on the air, which is a miracle.
I don't know how they're
still... A goddamn Christmas miracle at this point. If tiny fucking Tim walked out with Strikeforce, I would understand what a fucking miracle this is. As always, at the top of the show, you know we always talk about Strikeforce. We talk about the 750 milliliter bottle. Guess what? We're giving it away this year. We're giving it away for Christmas. Who deserves it? Who is?
I know one guy right there. Patrick. Patrick deserves it.
Patrick,
right,
come
there.
On up. I'm going to give you the lemon. This is a 750 milliliter lemon. Is there a straw? There's a straw in one of those boxes. Grab it yourself. There you go.
Butt chuck. Oh, we can't do that here on the.
Oh, well, we can. We've also got Make America Grape Again. Who wants it? You right there. NC State. There's a straw. There we go. Boom. There's a straw for you. Take it. Yeah.
Use your
And then we've got the orange. I'm going to give it to you, but you've got to shut up the rest of the show. I'm going to give you this orange. We're going to give you the straw. Yes, we can.
Right there.
What's your name? What's your name?
Molly.
Molly, come on over and talk on the microphone real quick.
Yeah. Jack, just pass her over that
Come
mic.
On, Molly. Come on
come
over.
On, Molly.
Molly, come on over. Molly, come on over. Come on over, Molly. Molly.
Just scoot on into Jack.
Scoot it up. No, just scoot it up.
Hey.
Molly, what's your last name?
Douglas.
Molly Douglas, your first name, you were named after a drug. Are you aware of that?
Yeah.
I've heard that one.
There's a lot of people saying, I want some fucking Molly tonight. And you're probably like, whoa.
That's got to be flattering.
There's only one guy who's getting the Molly. Yeah. Guess what, Molly? You're getting an original 750 milliliter.
Whoa. If we're getting her this, let's get her some Rhino 69 too to go with that.
Yep.
Come on, Tommy. Let's get them the Rhino 69.
Get some Rhino 69, absolutely.
Let's put them on freaking Strikeforce and Rhino.
Let's do it.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah.
She should wear a full face helmet.
Strikeforce and Rhino, you're gonna need fucking restraints at the end of the night where it's just, oh my god.
I'm coming everywhere!
StrikeForceEnergy.com has been our sponsor for the entire year. This is our Christmas show. We want to thank them. Go to StrikeForceEnergy.com, type in the promo code Drinking Bros for 20% off. Also, who is your lady who is here with you, Jared?
What?
Your lady. Who's
the
here?
Unicorn.
Yeah, what's her name?
My unicorn. Yeah, that's the name.
But what's her name?
Unicorn.
Unicorn, if you could come out real quick.
Oh, fuck.
Yes. Yep, come on out.
Did I tell you about the unicorn noises I heard?
Hey, this looks so nice.
I'm sure you did. What I would like you to do, this entire show is dedicated to Harambe. A lot of people have kept their dicks inside their pants. Throw out those t-shirts. We have dicks out for Harambe t-shirts for everybody. As a reminder, you need to keep your dicks out. Please, gentlemen, keep your dicks out. If you don't have one, go and buy one and keep them out. You can start throwing those out to the crowd.
Buy a dick?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Buy a dick. Trans Frankie. Yep, there you go. Start throwing them out to the crowd. Our next sponsor is carnivoreclub.co. It's a meat of the month club.
Meat of the month.
Tasty cured meat from all around the nation. You're not buying that shit at fucking Harris Teeter.
That's what I used to call my dating life, meat of the month.
Yeah. Meat of the month club. Go to carnivoreclub.com.
Dick out going on over there.
Wait, we've got a dick out. We've got a dick out for Harambe right there. Unicorn, we've got a dick out for Harambe over there. We've got a real dick out for Harambe over there. There it is. Nah, you got to give it to him. There you go. You got to give it to him. We got enough for everybody. There we go. Yeah.
Look what you
saw. Whoa, there's a lot of dicks out in this crowd for Harambe. Can we get a shot of these dicks for Harambe? Boy, they're out. There is some dicks out.
I like
out.
The little thug life thing he's got.
Yeah, no, I'm so sorry.
It's not pretty. None of this is pretty. But there's some dicks out for Harambe tonight. Yeah. Yeah. Go to carnivoreclub.co if you want a little tiny salami like that. You want a little tiny salami in a box, a little tiny pepperoni, go to carnivoreclub.co. Great Christmas gifts. About a pound and a half, like that guy, or 2 pounds of meat. Type in the promo code DRUNKSANTA for 15% off. Next up, we got ghostbed.co. No, ghostbed.com.
Yeah. Ghostbed.
/drinkingbros. Boy. Hi-o!
Come on, Unicorn.
Finest sleep you'll ever have. Ghostbed.com/drinkingbros. Type in the promo code DRINKINGBROS. You get 2 free pillows. WarfighterTobacco.com. Can we hear for Warfighter? We gave out a bunch of Warfighter Tobacco cigars tonight. Enjoy them. Merry Christmas. Go to WarfighterTobacco.com. Use the promo code DRINKINGBROS for 10% off. Last but not least, we're talking about BlackRifleCoffee.com.
Black Rifle Coffee.
Jared Taylor, why don't you tell us about it?
We've got a lot of new products out.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is right there. Black Rifle Coffee is a premium roast to order blended coffee.
Yeah.
That is the best Fine in coffee. The United States.
Finest coffee in the
Finest lands. Coffee in the lands. We've got brand new products. I love this. You could do this
fan.
All show.
Big fan.
Actually, no, I actually had a dream about Black Rifle Coffee last
Did
night.
Did you?
Oh,
really?
Tell us about
I
it.
Talked
tell
to
us.
Yeah. And he was like, we went to the coast of Brazil. I forgot what the hell you were doing, but it's like you raped a couple of women, stole some coffee, and you're like, dude, we're just doing Maxwell House and we're making it. We're just like throwing it in there.
That's a horrible dream.
Yeah. So
or a sexual nightmare, whatever you want to choose. Whatever you want to choose.
I love it, though.
I just want to know where it comes from.
I love both of them.
It's coming from Colombia. It's coming from El Salvador. It's coming from Nicaragua. It's coming from Brazil. It's coming from Costa Rica.
It is.
Ah.
I just want to know.
Hey, everybody, thank you for coming to Wilmington Brewery Company. This is our favorite beer here in Wilmington, North Carolina. I want to thank Jared Taylor and Jack Mandeville for coming out to Wilmington, North Carolina. It is a rarity you get this much greatness around you at all times.
And we have to thank Bill for being out here today,
Bill,
all the way from Fayetteville.
Our violinist.
Go for it, Bragg.
Can you play us in with a little Dave Matthews or something? Can you do that?
Oh.
Yeah. Welcome to Drinking Bros. I feel like I could do a good Dave tonight.
You can do this.
I feel
like I think we need a Ross needs to experience Sweet Child of Mine.
Oh, can you play Can you play Sweet Child on violin?
Just real quick.
Real quick? Yes. Whenever you have a violinist, you want to hear
shit.
You
gotta use all kinds of magic. You're gonna sing it?
Dude, he could do this all night. You could just start throwing.
Bill, do you take requests?
No.
You don't. You don't.
I say,
hypothetical. Hypothetical. Let's say I wanted to have sex with my wife to Ed Sheeran tonight. Could you?
No. Fuck Ed Sheeran. I never play him.
Who's your favorite, Bill? Who's your favorite?
Foo Fighters.
Who?
Foo Fighters.
Oh, shit.
Can you play something.
Can you play Everlong?
I can't play it by myself.
Thank you. Who's your go-to Foo Fighters song? Right. I love Foo Fighters.
Everlong is my go-to.
Oh, so it's absolute. Can we hear Everlong?
Now I can't. Well, I got to do it with my full band.
It's a company.
It's not something.
So
I can do
we're a big documentary.
He's got the Foo Fighters shirt. He's like, come on,
world tour. Yeah, there it is. We're coaxing Bill into this here. One. We're coaxing Bill. No, I used to call my penis Everlong, by the way, a long time ago. I used to call my penis Everlong for a long time. You know what? I just watched that documentary Foo Fighters on Netflix.
Yeah.
Amazing. I didn't know they went through 38 band members on that fucking band.
Like, did they really?
Yeah. But he fired his guitarist like 5 times and drummer 5 times. Like
their 25th anniversary concert.
Yes.
DC was amazing. Man. RFK Stadium.
Big fan.
Yeah.
Big fan. Jack Mandeville. He's from Minnesota. You're not wearing a shirt tonight.
Born and raised. No. No, I'm not.
So, like, you not wearing a shirt is pretty much on par for your life.
That's what I do. I don't have a lot to say, so this is it's a peacocking thing.
It's a peacocking thing. Here's what I love about Jack Mandeville that you may or may not know. His girlfriend / what, fiance, would you say?
I mean, we're getting pretty serious.
We're very serious.
She works at a high-level White House position. Jack is shirtless on camera every single day of the week.
Why not?
It's my craft. It's what I do for a living. It's how I make my living. And, we both have our ways of doing things. This just happens to be mine.
Oh, my God. That's crazy to me. And she's fine with that.
Hey, this guy just walked in over here. Is he in the OC?
Yeah. Were you on the OC?
Were you on the OC? Right there.
Yeah.
Are you Seth Cohen?
Yeah. Were you Seth Cohen?
Are you Seth Cohen? He's Seth Cohen.
If you're
I knew it. I love the OC.
It's fine. That's fine. The guy in the mustache is really loud. That guy, hey, bro, you need to calm it down in the mustache. You're really loud. Really loud. I feel like I'm inside of you. I don't know what your brother did or who he killed. I don't know who he killed. But I know he is. I know he is. Jack Mandeville, let me ask you this.
Yes.
Are you wearing the hat because it's cold, or is that a trend?
No, I just have a terrible hairline.
Oh,
I'll take my shirt off, but I'm really ashamed of what's going on right here.
Have you seen this hairline that he's got going on?
This has been since I was 22.
What would you describe it as? As a pedophile hairline? Like a pedophile?
No. If I had to use one word, I'd say ass.
An ass.
It's an ass hairline.
Do you blame your father for that?
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yes. Everybody who's bald blames their father, and they hate their fathers, by the way. I've always noticed that. Everybody who's bald is like, fuck you, Dad, you son of a
bitch. But I hear it's from your mother's side.
Wow.
It's a maternal
gene. Is that true? Or are you just reading WebMD again?
Yeah.
Dude, you still have AOL dial-up.
I've literally diagnosed myself with HIV 7 times because of WebMD.
You're just over there freaking out, fucking sweating really bad, taking weird charcoal drugs.
Yep.
How would I know that?
Not at all. Not at all. You wouldn't.
I definitely diagnosed myself too.
Oh yeah. On WebMD, I've gone on there and be like, well, fuck it. I've got chlamydia. That's all this is.
I can't piss right.
I think I'm pregnant.
Yeah. You think you're pregnant? Yeah, I think I got chlamydia just because there's a piece of celery hanging out of my ass, and I'm like, well, must be chlamydia. Nope. I sat down on an hors d'oeuvre tray. I sat down on a fucking hors d'oeuvre tray, and I'm like, well, I must have chlamydia. This burns and it hurts.
Yeah, but there's Tabasco in that tray.
Yeah, yeah. A lot of Tabasco and a straight celery right up the asshole. Right up the asshole.
Full celery.
What are you doing for Christmas, Jack Mandeville? It's a Christmas episode.
Absolutely. I'm going up to Minneapolis to visit my mother and father.
My mama really?
And my papa, yes.
Does anybody else come in? Aunts, uncles, grandparents?
Yeah, the whole family's in Minnesota there.
Really?
Yeah, I was born and raised. I flew the coop when I was 18, but I will always consider myself a Minnesotan.
Are you taking the lady there?
She is coming with.
No way.
Yeah, hanging out with the parents.
Whoa!
My parents love her more than, way more than they love me.
Well, I've met her. I love her more than I love you.
Yeah, everybody loves her. Yeah. Everybody loves her.
Yeah. Greatest woman on the planet. Yeah. Yeah, but do you love them
enough to shame them? There isn't anybody in this room.
I have a very low self-esteem, so nothing you're saying to me right now will make any impact on me.
Not at all.
Thank you.
There was a guy holding out a members-only jacket for you. Is that members-only? Oh, he's the last member. Yeah. Boy,
that's
guess
it.
What?
Now
Jack
it up.
Is.
Hang it
Jack
up.
Jack will use that as a catch rag. Come on in. Throw that members. That's a members only jacket. You don't see this very often. It's like seeing an albino alligator up close.
That was very nice of you. Thank you, young man.
Oh, boy. You are like a gentleman caller. Is this the glass menagerie? Yeah, this is. You just treated him like he's a gentleman caller right there. Well, I get it. I fuck Jack. Where are you going for Christmas, Jared Taylor?
Do I have to answer that?
You do.
I'm staying the night at my ex-wife's house.
So you're
just going to be verbally, just berated for about 4 hours while I get drunk, and then I'll sleep.
At your ex-wife's house in Salt Lake City?
Yeah.
Hey, what are you guys cooking this year?
What?
What are you guys cooking?
I'll tell you. Not the prime rib.
If you haven't heard, Jared's now ex-wife threw a prime rib against a wall at the last Christmas that exploded meat all over the fucking center. Did you ever find out what was it for?
No, we never called. We have to find that out.
Oh, boy.
Tonight, we're going to do it.
Yeah, can we do it, now? Or?
I bet
no,
she's super
we are
happy.
Not. We are not.
Why? Why?
No, we are not calling right now.
The audience wants us to call it.
No. I know better. I'm not going to listen to them.
Could you imagine?
Oh, my God.
Could you imagine?
You guys have no idea what you'd open up.
There's nothing that an ex-wife loves more than when you're super drunk to call her in front of a bunch of listeners. Of drinking bros. And be like, why did you throw the prime rib? Why did you throw the fucking prime rib?
I definitely admit it was my fault.
What was the worst thing that's ever happened to you at Christmas besides a prime rib throwing?
No, that was it.
That was it?
I never had a horrible Christmas.
Were you drinking? Is that why you can't remember?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, it was a drunk argument.
Hammer. Okay. Yeah. Because the reason I ask, we've all had drunk Christmas relatives. I watched a stepbrother try to challenge my dad one time after a few drinks at a Christmas. Stepdad won that real fucking quick, dude.
Old man strength?
It was like McGregor versus Aldo.
It was a fucking rolling
pinch. Punch and that was it. Yeah. Gone. Done. Yeah, have you ever, any relatives ever fought on a holiday?
No, I come from the waspiest family in America.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm a freak. Yeah. Yeah, no, I super waspy, super. I had an incredible childhood.
Any relative that challenges you that's younger than you, you just have to stab them real quick.
Yeah.
To make sure that you have assertive dominance.
Yeah,
because they can never get that on you. I beat you up. My little brother's done it a few times. I went straight for kidney.
Oh, yeah. Kidney. You go.
How do you feel now? Yeah. I'm bleeding and I need to go to the hospital.
Oh, yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah. Because we all have those relatives we hate. Where we've dreamed of killing them 80 different ways where it's oh, God damn it. I like to hang that motherfucker first. And then right when they drop, stab them four times. I'm like, guess what? This was your last fucking second on earth. Now you're dead.
No, see, I was going with a cheese grater attached to a car battery.
Oh,
and then I'm
going to
go after the high points of your body, your elbows and your knees.
A nice scrotum on a cheese grater would be great. And then, battery.
Yeah, but you have to have a second person there holding the scrotum.
That's
a two-person job.
That's a two-person job.
To ship a scrotum away.
Just in case anybody at home is hey, is a scrotum shave a two-person job? It is.
It is.
It is every time. It is every time. But my wife, by the way, who was on the earlier episode, Jesse Wiseman.
Who we can't find right now.
We can't find right now.
I don't know
where
she
went. Doesn't matter. But
She's always listening.
Oh, is she eating?
Where'd you get food? Where did you get food? I don't have food.
Where did you get food?
I don't have food.
We've talked
Look
about...
Look at me. I've lost weight since this episode started.
We've talked about you murdering me before. Can you describe to the audience how you would do it, please?
Listen, I just have a couple tips. Buy the tarp and rope like 5 years in advance. Don't do it like right before with the receipt and they've got you on the security. You need to do it five years and like let everybody know that you're the tarp and rope lady. Like don't let it be like, oh, all of a sudden shows up. Like be like always holding it. Don't get buy it in cash.
No receipts.
Buy it in cash.
No, tons of selfies with the tarp.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Oh no, that was my favorite tarp.
If you're gonna do the thing, you know they do like, oh, we were both attacked and she died and I got like one little scratch. So you have to really hurt yourself too.
Yeah.
have to be willing to like really lose gash.
Maybe a finger.
You have to take a finger off. Who's ex-military? Who's a shooter? Mm-hmm. Who can shoot you in a place that's not vital?
Yeah, we both got shot. Not like I got a scratch and she's like bludgeoned to death.
Yeah.
And like 20 shots.
Yeah. Like a shoulder. Right in the pancreas. You don't need that, right?
Yeah.
You need a pancreas?
That's good, right?
No. Jack's a doctor.
Yeah, let me ask you, Jack. Could you be the shooter?
Oh, well, you know, 10 years and 50 pounds ago, I was in the United States Marine Corps. Yeah. I felt like I was a... Oh yeah, we're in Jacksonville. I felt like I was a decent Marine, but to do something like that, I don't know.
Really?
I
could do it. I'll definitely shoot you.
Yeah, but how close? How close do you need to be? Let me ask you this. Because I want to know.
No, 130 yards.
Whoa! Why? I don't want you that far away.
No. I mean, for us to get the proper, height of the bullet to where it's really going straight.
Why couldn't you graze me up close?
Because there's too much
thinking about where you are 130 yards away.
I don't want the kinetic energy having that much built up. I need a little build out.
Oh,
I want the bullet to start tumbling, so when it hits you, it just fucks everything. Wait, what?
No, I don't want any of that. I don't want anybody 130 yards away from me. I want somebody like 5 feet away who's kind of ginger about it. Who's like, stand
still. There's too much pressure.
I'm going for a thigh. And it's just kind of like a derringer right to the thigh. I don't want a precision shot 130 yards away. What about you? Can you do that?
Look, I could, yes, in theory, but I don't have the... Look, I'm not a killer.
You're a piece of shit, Jack.
No, I'm not a killer. Jack, no, I love people.
What the fuck?
No, I'm from Minnesota. I like my fellow man.
He likes frozen cheese balls.
If you can't shoot me up close like a goddamn best friend, you're a piece of shit.
I wouldn't do that to you.
No. Why?
No.
I would.
You know what, Jack? You might as well go into a Home Depot.
I'd selfie this shit.
You might as well go into a Home Depot, take a shit in the toilet in front of the employees and say, fuck you. This is what you're worth. I want somebody who's going to shoot me up close and be precise
about
it.
See, that's why I'm your best friend.
Yes. Yeah. It is. Yeah. It is.
Because I would.
Jared's my best friend.
I would.
Yeah.
I would take a double barrel 12-gauge shotgun and shoot you
up close. No. No.
Oh, man, is this
a derringer? I want a fucking like a little bullet. Like, oh, bing, bing. Like, oh, bing, I hit him. Bing, bing.
I would somehow find an elephant gun. I would get right next to your torso.
I want an apology afterwards. Sorry, bing. Sorry. That's what I want out of somebody who's going to fake my own death. Or try to like make my rape robber. Well, you don't have to rape me, but like robber. If you're a rape robber, only go an inch in. Like don't go like.
No, you don't want to cut it off there.
No, you go an inch in. If you're a rape robber, go an inch. As a bro. Obviously, if you're doing
cool it for
real.
Just be cool for it. Yeah. Just jiggle it around.
You don't gotta
go full like.
Treat it like a loose toilet at Thanksgiving for your grandfather, where it's just like, hey man, you just gotta jiggle that handle to get it all down. You gotta jiggle that handle.
Yeah, it's more of like a circular motion.
Yeah.
That's
all. A little gravy on my chest afterwards, like, oh.
Wait, where are we going with this?
Nothing. I'm just saying. I got raped. He poured gravy on my chest. That way I can tell the police.
Are you really upset? At this point,
I'm not too upset.
I mean, shit, I got gravy out of the deal.
Yeah, if it's an inch,
what's wrong with a little rape?
I got gravy in. A little rape's a little rape.
I mean, if you add in some fries or something.
Oh, yeah. Well, if you're throwing fries at my face, then I feel raped. Then I feel like hashtag me too. I don't want to feel like that. I want to feel like I enjoyed maybe part of it. Like, I don't want... I don't want you to throw fries on the way out. Like, fuck you. Here's a small fry on your face, you know, right out of an oven. I don't want to feel that. I don't want to feel that at all. What about you, Jack? Have you ever been touched as a child?
No, you know what? I did one of those things where I went back and looked at my life and was like, did anything ever happen to me?
I think a lot of people did. After all these sexual accusations,
right.
you go back to think, because you read so many stories, you're like, fuck,
did that happen to me?
I got a really good one for this.
You know what I realized?
Yeah.
I had a wonderful childhood. No one ever touched me. I had an ideal childhood. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I had one of my best friends come out like when he was like 25.
Sure.
But then said that he was gay his whole life. And then what was he didn't tell me, and like I found out from other people, oh, why didn't you tell me? He goes, I thought you'd make fun of me. I was more mad. Because I'm like, I've stayed the night at your house like 1,000 times in your bed, and you didn't try anything.
You didn't
what
make
the fuck's
a
wrong with
on me?
Yeah. Yeah. Am I ugly?
Why don't you want to fuck me, man?
I know. What the fuck? But he's dating a tiny Asian guy, so I get it.
Total truth. I'm not that.
Total truth. If you have gay friends.
Yeah, why didn't they try?
And you look back and they're like, oh, hey.
I have a complex about that. I got hammered the other night and called them. I'm like, why didn't you try?
Yeah. Why didn't you try to fuck me? We've all had that where it's just like, hey, man. I should have been fucked.
I could have really used that. It would have been good for my self-esteem.
I would have said no, but I would have felt good. Yeah. Because at least you thought of me first.
Exactly. I feel that way about some of my gay friends where I look back and I'm like, congratulations on being gay, but why didn't you fuck me? I don't understand why you didn't fuck me.
Yeah, but you really want them to.
I know. This guy right here, your buddy, now he's the fucking loud. What happened to you? What happened to you?
I don't know who you're looking at. I'm looking at you.
Right there.
100% you. Now you're the one who said he got raped. Did you get raped too? I'm kidding. We didn't get raped, but you didn't hear this conversation. That's why I'm saying that to you.
I was talking about how I
want
to
use a bidet.
You
want to
use a bidet?
No, he should talk about that.
Look, I'll go bidet and night about that.
It's very progressive of you.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice. Have you used a bidet?
I have. Just recently.
What was your feelings on that?
So I did it when I was in Spain just a couple weeks ago.
Oh, España.
España, that's awesome.
Yeah.
See, I shot water up
the
my
bidet,
ass.
The exactly bidet I used was weird because it was a shower head.
Of course it was.
You just pull off.
Yep. Nothing Spanish about it. He was in Fresno. And he just pulled that shower head off and then just washed his asshole with it.
No, you remember that video I sent you of us in Hawaii?
Oh, yeah.
We're in a Jeep. We're with the Special Operations Recruiting Battalion. And I just start filming myself. And I'm like, hey, guys. You guys try out that shower head in the hotel yet? And they all are like, no, what do you mean? I mean, you just attach it and turn it on the jet and shove it up your ass. The dude almost fucking drove off the fucking road.
All the way off the island. All the way off the fucking island.
Right through Diamond Head.
Exactly. You know what? I used a bidet once in France. And I was in France and I was like, oh, I'm going to give this a shot. My problem is this. You get so much water up your asshole, you can't wipe that with toilet paper. Toilet paper rolls up and it kind of folds, it crumbles.
No, that's why they have the weight
belt in there. You can manpon it.
No, you didn't see that?
You need a hand
towel. No,
no. You need a hand towel.
In France, you didn't use it properly. In France, they have the weight belt. You stand up and you pull and it squeezes everything out.
I get that, but you still have to dry off. I didn't want to use a hand towel. No. Because then, here's the thing. I leave wet towels out for maids all the time on the floor. Don't give a fuck. Put them out all over the fucking balcony, all the shit. I'm like, yeah, fuck it. I just took a shower. You wipe your ass with a hand towel, it's a fucking brown line, dude. It's a thin brown line. And then the maid walks in and is like,
thin
shit,
brown line.
He used a motherfucking bidet, dude. Now I gotta use bleach on this
fucking
towel.
I got a good one for that. So when I was stationed at Fort Bragg, I'd come in from an exercise where we had face paint on.
Yeah.
So I used a washcloth and just left it in the bottom of the thing. And my first wife walks in and goes, what the fuck is that washcloth in there? I go, we're out of toilet paper. And she started throwing up. I was like, I'm just kidding. She was crying.
who did I marry?
It turned into a really big deal. You know her.
I know
she was
well.
Really upset about that.
Wow.
And I was like, no, it was fucking camo paint, dummy.
She doesn't watch this, does she?
No. Thank God.
No.
Thank God. Because my wife hates your ex-wife.
Perfect.
Jared hates his ex-wife.
She's like, why do you always have to be so nice to her in the grocery store?
But that's the thing. If you use a hand towel, it's like Little House on the Prairie days where it's like, all right, cool. They didn't have toilet paper back then. They had to have been toweling off their assholes and then making them wash it out in the fucking creek.
What did our species... No, you just hit me. What did our species do for thousands of years?
Stinky hands. Stinky hands. Yep. It was a lot of fist bumps. Hey, bro. Cool. We're good, right? We're good, right? Yeah. It was
You could use a stick.
Oh, God. A stick in what? A leaf?
No, just a stick.
A stick in a...
You know, something that's kind of sharp so you can really get in there.
No. You were using a lot of bro shakes and then giving somebody like a dinosaur tooth afterward. Like, hey.
And what are we? We're
sorry,
like,
if I got any stink on you. Here's a dinosaur tooth.
And we're like 200 or 300 years away from using the seashells at this point, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Easy.
Everybody get that reference?
Yes. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Well, yeah, we're going to be wiping our ass with sheets real fast.
Yeah.
Real fast. It's going to be like fucking Avatar pretty soon.
Yeah, okay. Have you ever
rubbed one out like Bert from TV, you know, like while
on a bidet? Rubbed one out on a bidet? No, no. How do you know
Bert from TV's masturbation techniques?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't remember that.
So here's the thing. There are some people who are into water, and that's a big thing in porn.
Yeah.
Big thing important, women masturbate with warm water. Some dudes masturbate with warm water. I don't get it. And I'll tell you why. Usually you have to use some sort of lubricant still, like a conditioner or a shampoo. If you get that in your pee hole, it burns. It burns.
No. Like there you know what's
no
worse than shampoo?
What?
Sriracha.
Oh, God.
Jared Taylor, ladies and gentlemen. Jared Taylor. Party of one, Jared Taylor, sriracha. Party of one, Jared Taylor.
Should
we tell them about the gasoline, Jared?
Oh, God.
The gas cock.
Yeah. We had a whole conversation about having gas cock today. Earlier.
Yeah. He came in after pumping gas, and he had gas all over his dick.
Who did? Jack did?
I had gas cock.
Oh, God. Was it unleaded?
Oh, 87
on
that.
It was 91.
You would guess
it's a rental. I don't give a shit what I'm supposed to put
in
it.
That's true.
Yeah.
You never follow the rules when it's a rental. Even if it's unleaded, you're like, great, cool, diesel. Whatever's fucking cheapest. What'd you get? What was your rental?
It's a
Mazda. I get a silver Nissan.
Yeah, it's a Nissan.
I get a silver Nissan Sentra every fucking time.
Yeah, I got a mom car.
Here's a fucking
But I drive
Sentra.
A mom car.
Do you really? In real life?
I own a Nissan Murano. That's my car.
Oh, Jack.
Yeah.
I almost feel like singing a Sarah McLachlan song for that.
Do we have something for this? Let's go ahead and write something right now.
Do we have a song for Jack's rental car?
He was a boy from Minnesota. He couldn't afford a rental car more than $22 a day. He wrote in his back in permanent marker, that was the life of Jack Mandeville. He ate bread and shared it with his brothers and sisters. Sometimes he never ate that bread. That was the life of Jack Mandeville. He jacked off inside of that bread, and that was the life of Jack Mandeville. He died in that rental car. That was the life of Jack Mandeville.
God damn it. Turn around, Jack Mandeville.
You see how awesome it is having Bill over here?
Oh, God.
Like, we could just break into...
If I had a violinist of every single second of my life, it would be better than having Morgan Freeman narrate it. It really would.
Hey, I'm old and I have a hot wife.
God damn it. I think I would just eat Irish food every day and have you play Danny Boy in the background. Just because that would be the greatest fucking time of my entire life. It'd be fucking amazing. We appreciate everybody coming out tonight for Christmas. This is fucking awesome.
Yeah.
This is fucking amazing. Jack Mandeville, what was your best Christmas gift you ever got in your entire life?
Oh, my God. It was like 1990, the Robin Hood Prince of Thieves full forest set. Oh, my God, yes. I love that movie, still do to this day.
It was Costner, right?
Yeah, it was the Costner movie, yeah.
Costner.
Oh, I loved it.
Oh, yeah.
Love Costner!
Can we play a little Kevin Costner Robin Hood music for Jack Mandeville real quick?
No, Kevin Costner.
Ba ba ba. Ba ba ba.
Ba ba ba. You got that, right?
Yeah.
Can you do Brian Adams? Everything I do.
I don't want to close my. No, it's everything I do. Everything I do it for you. There it is.
You're just throwing shit out, so I'm just gonna play whatever the fuck I want to play.
Go for it. Just go for it. Was that Monday Night Football?
That was Monday Night Football.
That was Monday Night Football.
Jack couldn't eat, and his favorite movie was Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves. You played Monday Night Football.
Go.
Matt Ryan and the Falcons play Tom Brady and the Patriots. 8:30 on ESPN.
Sunday.
Yeah. Oh, so boy. Good. I love that. What was your best gift you ever got as a kid, Jared Taylor?
I don't know. Sega Saturn.
A Sega Saturn.
I don't know, maybe.
Nice.
Jared, you have so much to say, and that's it, a Sega
Saturn. I can't even think of that. No?
Laser tag. Laser tag was my favorite as a kid. My parents were poor. I don't know how they got the fucking laser tag, but it was amazing. That was my favorite gift, and I still want to thank my parents.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
It was like a one-day event with all your buddies or something like that.
My uncle got us drive stun guns. So me and my brother just fucking tased the shit out of each other for like a whole day.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, that would be the best gift.
Yeah.
Yeah. And my parents didn't know that we were getting them. And we're like, oh, sweet.
No
way. I was holding the microwave, and I froze up and fell down. That was great.
No way. That's amazing. My laser tag was like that experience. All the people in my... I was poor. Like, we were poor. My parents saved up for laser tag. No, but nobody else in the neighborhood had a laser tag, so I was blaming myself. Like, my dad would come and shoot me around the corner, and like, yeah. That was it. Still the greatest gifts I've ever gotten.
You get caught up in the crossfire.
What was your favorite gifts?
The Robin Hood set.
Oh,
absolutely.
What?
Yeah, absolutely.
What did it come with?
It came with the forest, so it had the entire forest there from Prince of Thieves.
Oh, Robin Hood.
And I had Little John, I had Robin Hood, I had Will Scarlet, I had Maid Marian.
I remember my favorite gift. It was a boy-sized Tiger Lily costume.
Whoa, what? Can you repeat that?
No.
I'm sorry. One more time for the back row.
I just forgot about that
one. More time for the back row.
It was a Tiger Lily costume in boy sizes.
A Tiger Lily costume?
Yes.
Did you wear tights as a kid? Yes or no?
Yes.
Answer the question. Did you wear tights as a kid?
Only with tap shoes.
Oh, God. There it is. We knew that was coming at some point. Who did that, you or your mom?
I wanted to do it.
Oh.
I saw a special with Punky Brewster. I wanted to be like her.
Punky Brewster? Wait, you wanted to fuck Punky Brewster, right?
I did.
You did?
Those braids.
Oh, the braids. Six was always my jam on Blossom.
Yeah, Six.
Yeah, we talked about Six.
Yep. Blossom was a good show.
Blossom is great. Blossom is still working today.
I just saw her in a Lifetime flick the other day, but she's doing like obviously big bang.
Whoa.
She's gorgeous.
Talk about Lifetime.
I was just telling my girlfriend, like, we saw her the other day. She is absolutely gorgeous.
Let's talk about the train wreck of a Britney Spears special.
Oh, God.
Dude, that was
big
terrible. They couldn't use any of the songs, so they like literally had to do this shitty story.
Shitty. Yeah. Whoops, I dropped it again. You were like, whoa. That's not the Britney Spears song. Couldn't clear the music. They were singing a cappella.
So, Ross, you know, the first movie I ever did was Range 15.
Sure.
And I've done a couple small things since then.
Yeah.
I don't have a big desire to do acting.
Yeah.
But to me, like, for me, if I ever get to do acting again, I would love to be in Lifetime movies.
Oh, my God.
That's my only goal as a performer.
So, my dream is to make a Lifetime movie.
Oh, no.
Two Wheels Lonely.
Yeah.
Hey, seriously, if that happens, Ross, You have no idea what it would mean for me to have even a small, like, five lines.
Oh, dead serious. Okay. So I pitched a series to Lifetime. I know. Five years ago, that's where that came from. So that's where Soldier came home from, was I pitched a series to Lifetime where it was just like the neighbor, but it was like a half hour series every week where the neighbor was always suspicious but never called. And like the woman was getting beaten over and over again. All her friends were getting murdered. And every week she would never blame the husband. And the executives looked at me like I had a fucking dick growing out of my forehead. They were like,
and that's Lifetime.
It's Lifetime. And they were like, no, you can't do this. And I was like, I understand. All your movies are like this. This is what you guys do. And I was like,
you specialize in spousal abuse.
Yes. So I'm dead serious. I go, just cast Rob Lowe, Alyssa Milano. We're good to go every
Danica
week.
Danica Patrick.
Yeah, yeah.
As the concerned friend.
Yeah.
I've been to her house.
Taraji P. Henson.
She's gorgeous.
Like, let's get her in one of the episodes. Like, and they literally were like, no, man, you're really fucked up. And I was like, have you seen your fucking movies? Have you seen your fucking movie? Don't blame me for this shit. Like, yeah. And I'm dead serious. I said, no, I still want to go back and do it. A Lifetime movie is my favorite. It's my favorite. I can sit and watch Lifetime movies, by the way, all day long. Like on a Saturday, get high and watch Lifetime movies. I'm good to go.
Yeah.
Good to go. Yes.
Yeah. So me and my lady, we don't get to spend a lot of time together. But when we do, we will binge watch Lifetime television on a Saturday together. Yeah.
We all do. Yeah.
Really?
It's a whole man.
Should I be
thing.
Taking notes?
You should.
I mean, shit.
Dude.
Maybe that's what I've been going
just,
wrong.
I no. can binge so 3 hour fuck out of Lifetime movies.
Yeah, yeah.
The Anna Nicole Smith one was one of my favorites. Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah. Big fan of that one. When she painted her face like the fucking clown, you knew she was going to die. That's the thing I love about Lifetime movies. You know they're going to die at some point.
Oh, God.
So, like, you hang around. You're like, all right, awesome. The one with the cop who was killing all of his ex-wives, and it was Rob Lowe.
Oh, yeah, that was based off, like, a Chicago cop.
Yes, 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 yes. But he was, like, real friendly with the cameras, and he was like, I don't know how she died. Can I get a sausage? And I was like, oh, my God, this was my dream. This is my fucking dream. And then I just read Rob Lowe signed up for another Lifetime movie about 3 days ago, and I was like, yes, yes. I'm looking forward to that more than the new fucking Star Wars. God damn it, man.
The best.
Oh boy, we've all got dreams.
We've all got dreams.
Boy,
Robert Stack.
There's nothing better when somebody points out what you should be in. You know what I see you in? I see you in a 1920s newsboy costume, and you're getting fucked. And the guy looks a lot like me. When you're getting audience suggestions, where it's just like, man, here's the thing. You had just thrown the paper on the lawn, and I said, man, it's raining outside. Why don't you come on in and dry off?
Dude, if Lifetime ever did a remake of Full Metal Jacket, you would be a good D-level Gomer Pyle.
Listen, we need to do this porn thing.
Oh, yeah.
We need to do it. Now that YouPorn has offered up user-submitted porn, we need to start making the most porn-hubbed up.
Pornhub is now offering amateurs who shit through own porn residuals if you upload your own porn.
Yeah.
And it's if you
so our concept
it,
is
yeah.
we're gonna just do the weirdest fucking titled shit you could ever imagine.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Like,
are you talking full porn productions or?
We're talking, full porn. I'd like to see
Trucker out of gas interrupts cousins fucking with pickles.
Yes, yes, yep. I want to see amputee in a Papa Shot competition gets interrupted by blind mom. Because that's going to take a while. She's got to find them. And it's like they're already fucking. And you wonder where the amputee is going. Yeah, exactly. Why is this up my ass? Is it a dildo? Is it an arm? I don't know where it is.
Just,
but my blind mom can't you find
start,
the entrance.
You start blurring the lines where it's like two gay guys confused if they should join lesbian foursome.
Yes. Yeah.
Like, and there's turmoil. They're fighting over it.
Oh,
like,
they're hey, really big.
Those are yep. four girls. Too. Should we get in? I don't know. We're gay, man. It's like, no, but we should. There's four girls.
Yeah, yeah. Gluten-free woman fucks boyfriend with a cookie dough roll. You know, where it's just like, whoa, there's a lot of sugar in that. But I'm gluten-free. I don't know. Can I touch it with my hands? Do I have to wear gloves? Like that type of... Because you can get into really, really specific porn where it's just like, all right, great. Thomas Edison can't find electricity and is still looking for cousin. Where you're like, whoa. It's Thomas Edison. He could definitely find electricity. What's going on with him? Did he have a bad day? He invented electricity.
It's like Asian Benjamin Franklin has sex with girl on kite.
Yeah. Like, that's what I want to see.
I just want to title these.
Yeah.
Like, just so people are like, wait, what? This exists?
Title yes, all the does. Episodes like that. That's what I definitely want to see. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Asian Benjamin Franklin.
Oh, yeah. Kareem Abdul-Jabbar has sex with small midget where you're like, whoa, shooting free throws. Where you're like, hey, he's going to be over them. You have a suggestion? What do you got? Yeah,
definitely should.
All of this should be on
we'll
VR.
Shoot it all on
or
VR.
VCR.
Yeah.
Or VCR. Yeah. I think we really
now
want to
with
bring
the whole
back
internet
VCR
neutrality
porn.
Thing, we got to really come up with a VHS.
Yeah,
porn
we're gonna
collection.
Have to bring back VCR porn. Net yeah. neutrality's yeah. been passed.
Get your fucking VCRs out of the dust.
Congratulations, because I can see a guy like you probably got Girls Gone Wild in the mail through VCR tapes. When that plastic hit your hands, it was probably like meth hitting a fucking crack addict's mouth. You were just like, oh boy. Now we're going to begin. Now we're going to begin. When that insert went in and you hear that click of the dials, just boom. There's nothing like a solid
fingers
VCR
were just tracking, tracking,
porn.
Just...
Did you ever have to steal your dad's pornography or anything? Like your dad's VHS?
No, we didn't. That's weird.
No.
I did. I had to take my dad's VHSs. I had to watch... what I was going to watch until I did my thing, and then I had to rewind it to the exact point.
Oh,
so he
no.
didn't know that I no. was watching his VHS tapes. Yeah.
My parents had Cinemax in their room, but not in the rest of the house. So, like, I had to go in there, and then hopefully they were sleeping after dark, you know? It was just like, oh, God, is the babysitter still out? Guess what? God. Like, they knew better. What about you? What was your first porn experience?
Oh, my buddy had a... what? No, my buddy had, you know, just a single mom, and she was like, oh, hey, I bought you guys this porno.
Just really?
A single mom bought you porno?
Yeah.
Jesus.
You know, Hitler was raised by a single mom.
He was. He sure was. And you know what he jacked off to?
It was called
amputated Nazis
Eternity.
Have sex with aliens.
Like, yeah, no, it was called Eternity. I remember she threw it at us. She goes, bought you guys a porn, idiots.
It was called Eternity, the first porn?
What yeah. What kind of community did you... I thought you grew up in a very nice community.
Yeah.
I did, but I went to my single mom friend's house.
Okay. So the porn was called Eternity. How long did it last?
It was about, you know...
Nailed it. No need. It lasted an eternity. What were they doing in the porn?
It was just normal.
Oh, just normal mish?
Yeah.
You were just watching mish?
I don't know. I watched it with my buddy.
Oh, God. Your buddy? You were both jacking off in the same room?
No, we had a tent that we built with a wall.
Yeah, you separate. You gotta separate.
You can still
You build the TV
my
tent.
My first porn experience was a film called Undercover Lover. It had the great Mark Wallace, who has HIV now.
R.I.P.
Yeah, but...
Charlie Sheen
has AIDS. You did with your friends. Yeah, you separated.
So but you would hear your friends, right?
No.
Oh, yeah, I guess.
No, we had thick walls.
Oh, God. I can't even.
No. So if, like, let's say you're in your parents' bedroom, one kid takes the bed, one kid goes to the right side of the bed, and the other kid goes to the left.
We're way different. Because the weekend that Playboy Channel was free, we had six like refrigerator boxes mapped out to the TV. What?
You can still hear your friend jacking off.
No, because you were watching the TV.
Oh, I can't.
It was turned up real loud.
No, but when you're 13, you're just in cum zone. Like,
yeah, you can focus on it. It's the only weekend. The Playboy channel's free. We got to get in on this.
If I hear anything, I can't do it. I can't fucking cum. I can't do it. I can't do it. Hey, we're at that point in the show. We're getting the drinking bro of the week. Who drove the furthest here?
Somebody drove 9 hours.
No.
Virginia Beach.
Oh, damn.
6 miles. Come on. Come on. Yeah. Where? No. Hey, come on up. You drove the furthest.
Virginia Beach.
Virginia Beach. Come on up.
We have Pittsburgh.
Yeah, well.
It's a mustache man right here.
What's your name?
Hi, I'm Carl, and I'm in the Navy.
Carl. Carl's got a mustache. He's in the Navy. Is it hot, Carl?
He's hot, Carl.
Most of the time.
Yeah. Okay. Carl, what's your last name?
Specs.
Specs. Okay, awesome. You were the drinking bro of the week. Is there anybody in your life that has meant a lot to you that brought you here today?
Man, I got a lot of friends that wish they could have been here right now. I'm in school up in Camp Lejeune right now.
Okay.
And as soon as I found out or listened to the last episode, found out you guys were here, talked to all of them, I was like, man, where are you guys at? Are you back up in the creek? They're all on holiday leave right now. They're already back home with their families. So
awesome.
This goes out to everybody on holiday leave, back with their homes, overseas, so on and so forth.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Cheers. Cheers. Thank you for coming, Carl. To everybody who came to Wilmington, North Carolina to see our live show, to Wilmington Brewery Company for having us and letting us talk like this. We might have lost a lot of customers for him tonight, but God bless him for having us. For Mr. Jared Taylor, Jack Mandeville, I am Ross Patterson. Good night, everyone. Thank you. Thank you.